Guys, what's going on, man? Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful DR Studio ZSL podcast. And man, oh man, I have to give you guys a very quick announcement. I have a new Instagram, okay? And let me just tell you what happened. I don't know what happened, but tell you what happened. I'm not sure exactly what the fuck happened, but I tried, and this was just like 30 minutes before I went to sleep. So you have no idea. Right. But I tried accessing my Arsenio ZSL podcast page on my Instagram and it said, "You've been suspended." And I said, "What in the world?" And I thought this was a dream because I was like, well, Twitter did this to me about 3 years ago when I was trying to troll the trolls. But then when this happened to me just now, I said, "My goodness." And so they were like, "Oh, you can appeal exactly like Twitter." And I'm like, this is why social media is just unbelievably horrible for entrepreneurs in a way that I don't know what it is. Do not comment. And there are no, man, this is exactly what all media does. I'm talking about YouTube is very infamous and notorious for doing this. Just knocking creators and just completely excommunicating their businesses and stuff like that. And to be honest with you, I don't know how it happened. I don't know why it happened. But I guess it goes to show you that maybe I can start anew and I could start an entire new page that is open to the public and people could view my stories without following me and I can use hashtags again and all this other stuff. So I created a new page. That's right, people. I'm starting new now. There was like 1,500 posts within 3 years anyways. And so I was like, whatever. The Arsenio Buck Show, though, the one that I've had since literally like end of 2012, early 2013, I, for one, as a business owner, as a content creator, as a podcaster, I am no longer going to comment on any more videos anywhere on IG. I am not going to look at videos from other people in general because I just have a feeling that, you know, if you're just going to take away one's business, knowing how many clients and potential students I had on there, that goes to show you that these CEOs and how these businesses are run are disgusting. And people always told me about email lists to say, listen, you have no idea if you're going to get kicked off social media at any given time. Okay. So you need to always have an email list. Well, I'm kind of kicking myself in the ass for that. And so I told myself, well, luckily I still got the main one and now no more comments, no more engagement. I am not scrolling. I'm not even going to get on Instagram unless it is someone or I'm posting a video. Like I'm not, there's no more engagement for me on Instagram if they're going to do something so outlandish to a creator such as myself. So for those of you out there in the link down below and in every single video, what is it? Every single podcast description, you're going to see the link to my new one. Okay. It's going to be a nice little, what is it? 6 photo type of display. I'm trying to get an IG live going, but they won't even allow me to do an IG live on there yet for whatever reason. But nonetheless, guys, follow me on the Arsenio ZSL podcast. It's no longer just Arsenio ZSL podcast. It's the Arsenio ZSL podcast. Okay. So I just want to give you guys that announcement again. Thank you guys so much for the people who have followed me and stuff like that. But that IG, I do not believe it's going to be restored, and I appealed it, and they said, well, if we don't suit it, we're just going to delete everything, and I'm just like, that is the this is exactly why people look at YouTube and Twitter and all these social media platforms as being just dogs. That's the craziest thing in the world, man. I don't get it. While people are posting the sick shit, anti this, anti that, all these different types of media, people getting in fights and people getting all these types of videos that you see all over Twitter and YouTube and Instagram, Facebook. These people never get banned. But a creator who actually has a business, who posted a comment in terms of bringing up to someone, hey, you know what? Why are you saying the N word or why are you attacking this type of group? I guess they don't want you to do any of that. So that's it. I'm no longer going to engage with different people on Instagram. I'm going to be very careful and I'm just going to lower my consumption of media completely. And that's basically what I have to do. So with that being said, people, follow me on the new Instagram and I'll be seeing you guys over there. Over and out.